Now our pre-opening commodity summary with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan. The board is as tired as I am, and it's only Monday. The Midwest direct hog prices are called mostly steady today, but there are a few weaker undertones as well on continued large supplies. Terminals called mostly steady with one location seen weak, and tops from $27 to $32. Peoria called steady today with a top price of $27. And the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Friday, January 11th, negotiated swine purchases were $13,932. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $36.50 to $47, the weighted average $44.14. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $30.69 to $37, the weighted average $34.56. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $24,540. The base price range was $35.50 to $50.50. The weighted average was $47.46. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $30.44 to $38.56, and the weighted average was $36.56. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. And looking at the weather, it looks in South America, it appears that warm weather to hot weather will continue to affect most of Argentina this week, but they will be getting some showers from time to time. So it does look like there will be some moisture to help alleviate some of the stress from the heat in at least portions of Argentina. And Argentina, neighboring Paraguay, and southern Brazil had mainly dry weather during the last couple of days. Thunderstorms were scattered about farther north in Brazil. That would include anywhere from the center-west areas toward the southeast. But right now it does appear that there will be some scattered showers and thunderstorms moving into southern and central Argentina tomorrow night into Wednesday as cooler air starts to push into that area. So that's going to bring some relief for the pollinating corn. And that is an area of concern right now because this is the equivalent of July in the United States. It is corn pollination time across Argentina. Now, in southern Brazil, the southernmost state of Rio Grande do Sul, going northward into neighboring Santa Catarina, it has been dry lately and they're expected to stay generally dry here for a few more days, so there will be some moisture stress there. But it does look like there could be some showers and thunderstorms developing later in the week or into the weekend. So we'll have to wait and see on that. That's an area of concern right now. As you go farther north in Brazil, again, they've had some showers, and even scattered showers and thunderstorms will be moving into far northeastern areas, Bahia, which has been dry of late. So overall, it looks like there will be some dry pockets with stress and maybe some yield reductions, but a lot of other areas have gotten sufficient rain so far that we don't see widespread major problems just yet. But we're going to have to continue to monitor the situation here over the next couple of months as corn is now pollinating. We're not even to the critical pod filling stage for soybeans yet. So that's a big deal, as in Brazil, soybeans dominate over corn, and that is something we'll have to continue to watch. And it does look like next week there will be some more showers scattered about in Argentina and Brazil. So right now we don't see any bone dry conditions setting up. Now, as far as the United States is concerned, we do have a blast of cold air coming in, and there is a chance. There's a chance that there could be some winter kill with some of the winter wheat in the northern plains this weekend or early next week. There's no snow cover out there now, and cold air is coming in, so that is one thing we've got to watch. It's not a definite yet, but something that bears watching is in terms of wheat. And that's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
In the Sunday overnight trading session, Kansas City March wheat opened at 9:34, up 10, last trade up 27.5. March wheat at the Board of Trade opened at 9:12.5, up 3.25, last trade up 12.5. July 8:17.5, up 11.5, last trade up 30. March corn opened at 5:05, up 10, last trade up 15.5. July 5:26.75, up 10.75, last trade up 16.5. December 5:17.25, up 4, last trade up 12.25. January beans opened at 12.86, unchanged, last trade up 12, make that 8.25. July 13:30.75, unchanged, last trade up 12. November 12:51.75, up 6.75, last trade up 29. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Brian Maple of FC Stone and Company in Indianapolis, Indiana. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, overnight we saw in harvest corn, wheat, and beans new contract highs. Are we going to see follow through on those today, and should we just watch in awe?
Well, I think we have to watch in awe of how active the market is. Although, I mean, when you looked at the numbers that came out on Friday, you knew corn was going to be very, very solid coming out the gate. And those numbers basically tell me we're going to make a run at trying to challenge that all-time high at 554.5 on the front month. My guess is that happens here sometime between now and the March going off the board. When I on the day-to-day, I would not be surprised if we don't do something similar to what we did last year. As I recall, we were limited up on the crop report a year ago today, and then, or the year ago when the report came out, and then the next day we started limit higher, and then we lost some of that before the day was out, but then we continued to push higher yet. The money continues to flow into these marketplaces, and I don't think they really pay much attention to the fundamentals. Of course, we did on Friday, but I think you just have a solid uptrend right now that these funds will continue to push money into the market, and it's going to keep us solid for a while.
If you're not long the market, how do you get long the market?
Oh, to get in and get long the market at these levels, I got to use some type of an option play, and it'll have to be in the front month. Because if you go in and buy market today, you're buying a market that has now run, you know, 35 cents in 2 days, but it's really run a buck, it's probably a somewhere around 75 to 80 cents since the last USDA report. I'd have to go back and look the numbers, Dave. And so you've had a big run. I wouldn't be in any real hurry to jump in and buy a market that's up 15 cents on the open this morning, which is where I think we'll be.
South American weather is not being watched at this point, or is?
Oh, I think we'll turn back to it because, you know, in the beans in particular, if we have a good crop out of Brazil and Argentina, it's going to go a long ways towards trying to satisfy the highs in this bean market. Certainly, we made the new all-time highs here this last week, and we probably push that a little bit further yet. But if you have a big crop, you know, all of a sudden, we don't need quite as many beans. And the Friday's report told us we didn't need quite as many beans as what we thought we did.
Are you surprised that we did get a new contract high in July wheat?
No, not based on the planting numbers. Not based on the planting numbers. You had an awful lot of spread action going on in there, and spreads are driving a good chunk of that, Dave, and so we'll probably push it just a little bit further yet. We've got to draw production worldwide, and especially beans, we were down here in the hard red winter wheat areas.
Go ahead and give us the calls then this morning.
I think right now you got to look at roughly 15 higher in the corn. I think you'll be 10 to 12, 13 higher in the old crop beans. We'll be up 25 to 30 on the new crop beans as they try and keep pace with the corn. And I would fully anticipate wheat makes a run on the new crop at 30 higher again.
Thank you very much, Brian.
Thanks, Dave.
Brian Maple of FC Stone, he is in Indianapolis, Indiana, joins us every Monday morning on the pre-opening commodity market report. We have a listener comment line. Call us at 217-333-0853. Tell us how we're doing. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We're on the web at WILOAG.org.